Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
The next guest is Dan Edwards. Dan is a repeat guest, previously having been on the Out of the Trenches podcast in early 2021. Leaving school with two GCEs possibly wasn't the most excellent start, but Dan has worked in education for many years. He's held leadership roles both in the secondary and primary sectors, most recently holding the role of principal for 5 years at a large inner city primary school until finally moving into executive leadership. Throughout Dan's journey of leading change, he has amplified the need for staff development, care, and well-being for all to achieve and sustain positive organizational culture, coupled with the need to ensure consultation runs through the heart of any organization, giving everybody a voice. With extensive senior leadership experience in business, education, and industry, Dan works with organizations that want to do things differently. In addition to his work as an independent consultant, he is a regular columnist for a number of publications sharing his views guidance on leadership, organizational culture, and creativity. And he's currently writing his first book to be published internationally in November 2022. Further to the written work, Dan regularly speaks both nationally and internationally about leadership and organizational culture to a wide range of audiences. There's always a different way of looking at things, an alternative way of working, and importantly, a fresh way of supporting and developing staff. It's time to make change happen, Dan says. Welcome to the podcast, Dan.
Welcome, Dana, and nice to see you again. It's been, like you said, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, and you know, I'd like to talk to you just about kind of the changes that have recently taken place in your work. And we'll start off with what I tell everybody at the beginning. Tell me about a time when you were in the trenches and managed to pull out.
Well, I think like most people over the last 2.5 years, we've all been in very various depth of trench, from to some which were profoundly deep and vacuous to perhaps ones which were not so problematic. But either way, I think that the undulating nature of the last 2.5 years has been quite a challenge for everybody, really. So I think for me, probably last time we spoke, we were in the mire of it all, weren't we? We were kind of very much in that remote period of education. We were trying to hold our communities together with as much kind of strength as we possibly could. So I think for me, just coming out of that process as a school leader, being able to open our school once again, you know, a year ago, still navigating some of the hurdles that we achieved, you know, kind of overcame with various bouts and waves of COVID here in the UK. I think the trench, we well and truly climbed out of it, but I'm acutely aware that probably most of us are still conscious of a hand that might just drag us back occasionally back into it. But I remain optimistic. And I think, yeah, the trench of COVID and moving back to a semblance of normality for schooling is hopefully well and truly over for now.
I think we're finally back to the beginning of a regular school year, and it's exciting to, you know, see there aren't any mandates. I mean, COVID's going to be around. We're now dealing with monkeypox, so there's always going to be something.
There's always something around the corner, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk about recent changes that you've made in your work. So you've left primary school leadership, and you're now doing full-time consulting. So tell me a little bit about what type of services that you offer.
Well, I'm currently working with leadership teams, both in the United Kingdom, but also further afield. And I suppose taking stock of what we've gone through over the last, you know, 2.5 years, 3 years, with a very much a different change of how we have to manage our cultures and how we kind of work with our staff. So I've been working with schools and again, businesses as well, looking at how to do things differently, or just around how do we bring that back, that kind of humane aspect to leadership? You know, we've managed on a very operational level over the last 2.5 years. We've managed to just get things done processes that we needed to achieve completed. But I think as we come back, you know, especially in the United Kingdom, I'm sure the same as in the States and Canada, is the fact is that lots of people who have gone through the last 2.5 years feel very different about their workplace, feel very different about the concept of, you know, being away from our families, being away to, you know, doing things that we might not feel that, you know, is intrinsically kind of powerful to us, really. And we're just looking at, I'm working with people just to make sure that we can, as leaders, develop our emotional intelligence a little bit more, come back to that sense of humane leadership, trying to make sure that we are thinking as organizations about, I wouldn't say how we better treat people, but how we better kind of work our organizations to make sure that, first of all, people retain their services and make sure that they feel a part of the organizations they serve. But over in the United Kingdom, you know, we're seeing lots and lots of teachers and educators leaving the profession. So we're dealing with possibly the great resignation. And I think that could be about education in general, but more and more so probably public sector, public service, because, you know, we've gone through a lot, you know, police, you know, medical, you know, education. We kind of bore the brunt of the last 2.5 years. So yeah, my work currently is working with individuals and groups, looking at how we can really redefine our organizational culture and to bring, as I say in my kind of, on my website and my kind of work, is that lighthearted leadership.
Mm-hmm. Things that you're taking from your experience as a principal into working with these organizations.
Yeah. And I think for once, you know, in the public sector, you know, when we're working in schools and education, we're not, although there is an accountability to the work that we do in regards to results and making sure that we have really positive outcomes for children and our students, we've always had that sense of, you know, sense of collegiality. We've worked together, we've kind of pulled together as professionals. And I think if you take that now and place that within the kind of business sector, you know, where we've got metric on sales and kind of those kinds of, you know, measurable outcomes, sometimes we lose our way with that kind of the values and the commoditization of staff. Whereas actually what we need to do is, you know, businesses again are going through the same thing of, you know, people thinking, actually, do I want to be a part of this organization? Do I really want to be working for this organization who might not have my values at heart? So it's about looking at how we can take that model of the work that we've done in education, how we've kind of pulled together communities, how we've kind of worked together with different agencies, but also how to relook at leadership and workplace culture and transfer that into, you know, and businesses can learn once now from the work that we do in the public sector, public service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're offering different types of professional development, and you have several of those listed on your website. So if people were to contact you for consulting, what are some of the major themes that you work with both schools and businesses on?
Well, I kind of look at trying to make sure that we're working on the individuals. So we're looking at leaders, making sure that they're being self-reflective. They're thinking about sort of peer reflection as well. Because a part of this process is about opening up and really reflecting on ourselves as leaders. We look at our strategic development. We look at where our organization is growing and how we want to change that. But ultimately as well, one of the things that we do need to be aware of, and again, I'm very keen to do this, and you mentioned in the introduction, how many organizations are really talking to their staff? How many organizations and schools in general as well, how many are really talking to everybody in their organization about the next steps forward? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes ultimately, Dana, you know, the substrata of people that can create the kind of the next steps are those 4 or 5 leaders, you know, who are possibly there, who, you know, thinking and maybe assuming a little bit more about what's going on the ground, but actually working with organizations to think more about their consultation process, making sure that actually they are really, truly listening to what's going on into the heartbeat of, you know, their workplace and their organization. So they're the fundamentals. And again, you know, there's been, you know, already, I've, since departing that kind of role of as executive leader, there's been lots of people very interested in sort of saying, actually, we want to talk about this. We feel mm-hmm. that this is the right time to do this.
Yeah, and I think there's this major shift right now. 2 years ago, we had that, looking at the needs of our students and keeping our students safe and healthy, but, you know, the teachers and other people in organizations got burnt out. And that's this mass exodus. So like you're saying, really working with, like, what do our people need? Right? How can we grow
completely.
Our people? Yeah. Yeah. So I noticed that you are writing a book. So, and you said it's going to be published in November. So please tell me all about the book.
Well, it's very much, as ever, everybody's writing a book, but I actually am writing a book. We all say that everybody's got a novel within them, but actually this is slowly developing. So yes, I'm very lucky to be supported by an organization called School Rubrics out in the States, who are publishing my first book. And again, it kind of echoes the work that I've been doing. So it's about organizational culture. It offers five clear steps or five clear steps of process to explore and reflect upon the organization within your school or your business, predominantly based in education, because obviously that's where my heart has been for the last 17 years. But ultimately it's transferable. So yes, November is the plan. But there's a few more chapters to just make sure are put down on paper. But November is the plan, and I'm sure there'll be kind of, some social kind of media, the occasional tweet, no doubt, of how you can obtain it. But November, yeah, November's the publishing date. Fingers crossed, Dana, like all of these things. I think we've learned to do that about everything over the last 2.5 years. Yeah, holidays. Air travel, just going out and about.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. You can find out more at teachbetter.com/podcasts. Now let's get back to the episode.
The same is for publishing. The same is for publishing.
Yeah, myself included. I'm hoping my book will be published in about a month. So we're recording at the beginning of August. So, maybe as we meet at the Teach Better conference in October, I'll be able to sell my book. So, I wanted to talk to you. You are doing a keynote in Ohio at the Teach Better conference. It's October 14th and 15th. So tell me a little bit about what you'll be speaking about there. And perhaps you'd like to work with some schools in that.
I'm a featured speaker. I don't think I hold the moniker of keynote, but I'm a featured speaker, as it were. And I spoke live last night with the Teach Better team and did a little bit of a preamble about my address, as it were. And I'm really excited, because this is the first time this is the longest I've flown independently on my own.
Oh wow!
So this is not just a featured conversation. This is an adventure of its own. So I suppose that the conversation that I'm going to be presenting is really much about, it's entitled Mist. It's focusing and reflecting on the opportunities that we may have allowed slip through our fingers, dare I say, over the last 2.5 years. But in some ways, kind of recognizing it's not too late to grab, the things that really work for us during that period of remote learning and remote engagement, because we as a profession came into our own. We were very kind of responsive in our thinking. We were very quick to identify, solutions to problems which were arising every single minute of the day. So as a profession, I think we did a lot of high-level thinking. We came up with some really, really key solutions. But unfortunately, as the wheel goes back to resets itself to the normal kind of, revolution, as it were, I think some of the things that we've kind of just let just drift off into the background. So a chance just to really think about where we were, where we are, and what we still could be if we just reflect and to go back on those things. So I hope people leave and go, you know what? Yeah, we did this really good thing during COVID and it really worked. And maybe we should go and reinvent it or revisit it. Or actually remember how we used to teach that period of that way of work. Let's go back on that. Because fundamentally, Dana, I think, you know, during that period of time where we had, you know, lots of our students at home, they were learning in a very, very different way. And we weren't teachers anymore. We were facilitators. We were guiding to information and they were navigating their way through it. So have we empowered our students and then, you know, disempowered them? So it's a conversation to be had in regards to where we are going. And especially in regards to the skill set that, you know, some of our students are going to need to navigate the world around them.
Yeah, and I think that's a timely topic because I see as we move into this, you know, back to sort of regular schooling, right, that we don't want to disempower the students. We do want learning to be more students focused. We want it to, you know, go forward, not go back to how we taught 5 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. But I think coming to a conference, thinking and reflecting on, you know, what we're actually doing and not letting ourselves go down that same road.
And as you pointed out, I am, because I'm traveling from the UK, I am going to be there just for jet lag permitting, I think, really. I'm going to be around in Ohio from the Wednesday before the conference to the Tuesday after. So as you said, you know, if there's any school leaders out there, any or superintendents or districts or whatever that might want to kind of go, actually, you know, Dan, you know, we wouldn't mind a chat, you know, come over to our school. I'm more than happy to connect and, you know, utilize me while I'm over there. So feel free to reach out.
Good. Great. Great. So, you know, we've talked a lot about some of your work and your offerings and kind of what you've learned in the past couple of years. Out of everything we've talked about on the podcast today, what's one thing you'd like listeners to remember?
I think for me, it's the fact is that we're not there yet. I think we could easily fall foul into a sense of just complacency, that we just kind of go back to where we were. And I don't think that's through any kind of, you know, any kind of sort of malice or whatever, but we are, you know, in education, we are creatures of habit. We kind of get into that routine because it works. And ultimately it's what children and students need. They need those routines. But I think for me is never lose sight really of what we've gone through and what we've achieved. Because it's hugely powerful. You know, it's hugely powerful that the sector that we work in has, you know, fundamentally been, you know, completely robust in such a period of change. So, you know, as much as it feels like, you know, I know in the UK we've just had our kind of first normal-ish academic year. You know, we started off last September going great guns. Christmas period, we'd had another spike in COVID. So we were. You know, up and down all the way through it, but you know, we got there. But let's keep moving forward, let's keep reassessing, and let's keep thinking about how we can do things differently.
Yeah, it's so important to remember. Well, where can people connect with you, find out more about your consultancy, and follow you online?
Well, I traditionally on Twitter, which is DanEdwards_77. I have a website, which is imdanedwards.com. Keep it very, very simple. And I'm over at LinkedIn as I'm Dan Edwards and Insta as I'm_Dan Edwards. It's all pretty much the same. But yeah, if people want to find out a little bit more, my website really is where everything is at. There's blogs on there. There's kind of, you know, conversation. Our previous conversation, Dana, is on there.
So they can
watch back and look at how grey I've become. I'm kind of going, crikey, he's had it. It was tough. Those 2 years were tough living. Look at him. He's a shadow of himself. So, yeah, they can do that. They can do that. But, yeah, everything is all on there. Everything is all on there.
Yeah, and you still blog regularly.
Yeah, so my blogs are on there, and again, you know, they are kind of regular, every fortnightly. So yeah, the last one is on there, and again, yeah, I am encapsulated in a website.
I'll make sure to put all that in the show notes. Well, thank you so much for being my repeat guest on the Out of the Trenches podcast.
No, Dana, it's a pleasure, always.
Are you excited that in-person conferences are back? I know I am. In fact, I'm excited to announce that I will be at the 2022 Teach Better Conference this October 14th and 15th in Akron, Ohio. I'll be recording episodes live, attending sessions, and connecting with a whole bunch of amazing educators. It would be awesome if you could join us. Head over to www.teachbetterconference.com/register and use the code OUTOFTHETRENCHES to save $50 off your 2-day registration. I hope to see you next month. Your affiliate code again is OUTOFTHETRENCHES, lowercase, no spaces.
Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it, and if this episode resonates especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.